Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Beckheel Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. And I was hoping for some more drama. Not enough girlfriend drama during the draft. There wasn't a lot of There just wasn't a ton of stuff. It was a little boring in that regard. I needed a little bit more, you know, some reality TV stuff happening, and it just wasn't there for me. The one thing I will point out, though, real quick, is the ESPN had that big story about how the Falcons, you know, were like, we're good on Bill Belichick. We don't want you as our head coach. And then they picked the quarterback, and a lot of people dragged them. I think on this show, we think it's a bit of an overreaction. We could see it. But, you know, people are really killing the Falcons over, you know, passing on Bill and now drafting Penix. So I guess there's that, but that's kind of boring drama.
Yeah, and they're easy to pick on, right? It's the Falcons. Like, that's just... You know, Ian would always avoid putting them in his fraud list, even though they deserve to be anytime they win a game. So,
well, yeah, the Super Bowl they were in was highly fraudulent as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, come on. That's just an easy move to make. Just, oh, let's rip the Falcons. Because, like we were saying, it was kind of chalky. You know, I missed a lot of that. So, I did end up going out last night for the draft, and I'm like, how's this going to go? Ooh. And it was fine, but the annoying part was they had ESPN on as far as the audio in the place and all the TVs. I'm like, really? We're going with ESPN? It's terrible. So I didn't hear as much as I normally would. But I will there were some moments Laura Rutledge had with the moms that she was struggling. Let's just say she was struggling all night. Laura Rutledge did. So her responsibility was, you know, everybody's got, okay, you interview the player, you interview this person. Laura Rutledge was hanging with the moms all night, apparently. So just the family reaction, right? And it didn't go well. One, so Dallas Turner's mom, like, I don't know how much, if she had just met her beforehand or what. She's like, Tony, you've been out here cheering. I need another Vikings cheer. She gets a side eye. Tanya. My name's Tanya. I was like, oh.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh. It was good. Yeah. Yeah.
So I actually, now that you bring that up, I thought Kaylee Hartung had some awkward moments with the players. Like, who was it that she was like, was it Rome? It was... that she asked him to open up his jacket. It was so like staged, but it was like awkward. Like, now's the time for you to open up your jacket. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Wait, was that on NFL Network?
I guess. I don't remember. Okay. I was just like, what is this? And then he had pictures of like, this is, you know, just pictures of his career inside of the jacket. It was like, they made that the lining, but it was just, you didn't know where this was going. She just goes up to him and is like, now is the time where you open up your jacket.
Calm down. Okay. Hartung, slow down a little. This is a family show. And speaking of that, Laura Rutledge was with Brian Thomas's mom. How far has this family come? We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It was just, see, Paul.
It was Paul a 3-hour flight.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think that's.
What did I do?
Well, you're saying bad question. You need to be more specific, right? On Laura Rutledge.
I think the question could have been better. Could have been better. But I mean, I think also.
It was a great response. Like every. That
was
clip
great
went everywhere.
Response. Literal?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? I'll give her this. It was a pretty good follow up. like, oh, but this journey you guys have been on as a family. Like, she took it in stride. She took it in stride, yeah. I thought.
You've got to understand, when you're interviewing people that aren't used to being interviewed, yeah, you're going to get some responses like that.
Like, first time.
How far does his family come?
Baton Rouge? It's
like, well, we've got about Detroit, 4 inches Michigan. On the map.
Yeah.
A straight shot up by, I don't know, what is it, 70, 55 something.
About they didn't drive.
Car ride.
We had a layover.
They did not drive.
You ever had a layover at O'Hare? Oh, my God. It was miserable.
That would have been amazing.
It was so
if
cool.
If she really leaned into it.
Let me tell you.
The flight was delayed.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
We were arguing about where to stop. We were arguing about where to stop for lunch. We went to a Buc-ee's. Yeah. Ever been to one of those? We got every
Buc-ee's.
Oh, man.
I went to one on the Tennessee trip. It was like, what world am
I in?
You
buy a dishwasher?
Yeah. They sell dishwashers?
They sell everything. You get a water heater and a
true.
Sandwich, but literally get anything there.
I've never even heard of this place.
What is it like? What would you call
it? It's a super convenience store. It's like an outlet in a road stop in a convenience store.
And I walked in. It was madness. Just madness. Yeah. Like, way bigger than a Costco. It was just crazy. Yeah. Just people everywhere. Yeah. They have
And
everything.
They're in the middle of nowhere, basically?
We passed two.
Definitely a Texas thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know they're expanding. And actually, you make pretty good money. Like, they had all the salaries listed for every position. I'm like, why are they listing everybody's salary on a sign?
But they're recruiting, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we open a Buc-ee's
come
here?
Work for us.
I bet we do numbers. Yeah.
Where? You're saying in Illinois?
Right in between the Kennedy, the Edens, the Eisenhower, and the Jane Byrne Interchange.
It might. Whatever. It might do numbers. It might. There are a lot of people.
So it's like a Costco.
It's just
I'd say between here and St. Louis, I feel like that'd be a good thing.
Yeah,
never
I don't
really
think
made that
any,
drive.
Any other ones north of it, but yeah, if you go stop, you're gonna be there for a long time. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. Yeah, there's 34 in Texas. You're right. And they're slowly creeping up. There's a couple in Tennessee.
I gotta research it.
I don't know how we got the Buc-ee's.
I don't know either.
Great job
because
by us.
They drove from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
The journey.
To Detroit, Michigan yesterday. From the Brian's
lunch at
family.
Buc-ee's.
It was good. But yeah, it's
Belichick draft coverage. Did anyone listen to any of that with McAfee?
I saw a clip. I don't know. The clip was kind of strange. He was sitting next to McAfee, so I assume at some point Belichick was getting sick of the screaming.
Probably.
Because he's old?
Yeah, I wonder. Or he's also like, it's such a different kind of media. But like, I thought, like, when he, like, you could see him light up a little bit when he's breaking these players down, and there was like, you know, he kind of ripped Drake May. He's like, this guy thinks he's Josh Allen, and he's not.
I liked that.
So like, yeah, right. So I think, can he kind of lean into this, and he's going to do the Manning cast stuff too, or some stuff with Omaha Productions, and make himself more hireable for the next cycle? Because if he doesn't get back in next year, I don't know that he is. And that's got to be his angle, especially with that article coming out and everything.
I think he's done. I think after he walks away for this year, okay, what you just said about Omaha Manning cast, that's a better fit. The guy just wants to talk about football. That's all he cares about. That's what he wants to do. That would be a terrific fit. Yeah, a lot of people say he's going to be boring. He's going to be terrible. I don't think so. I think he's going to loosen up just enough, and you're going to learn stuff listening and watching him. So I think that would be enough to sell people.
I would love to learn from him talking football, and I bet he is a fun guy. I think the whole crusty side of him is all a bit. I'm sure you get him away from the podium when he was a head coach, and he's fun to have a beer with and talk football. And I'm sure he talks a lot of trash, and there's a refreshing side to him that we don't get to see. And I hope now we get to see it. At 72 years old, I don't know why you would want to go be with some crappy football team and get back into head coaching. I mean, what, for what? What does he have to prove? Like, walk away, have fun, enjoy your life.
I'm going to coach Will Levis. Like, where are you going to, and look at the opportunities that were out there.
Horrible.
For what? For what? Yeah. I don't think he's going to come back. I don't think so. I mean, if he wants, could, does he need more money? No, of course not.
No. Could coach Michael Penix in like 5 years. Could do that. Run it back with Atlanta. No.
Nah. That would be a wild, wild turn.
I don't see it.
Yikes.
Was there any
outfits?
Or... No. I don't, were there really crazy outfits?
Silver nail polish, apparently, for Caleb. But
silver.
Not really. Yeah.
I like the leak chain. Malik Nabors said leak. Diamond. No. Nobody into that? It. Okay.
I just missed it.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah. It doesn't get past me. I noticed it. Marvin Harrison had one too. I couldn't quite see what was on it. I don't know if it had his dad on it or.
Oh yeah, it was Simba. It was Simba and Mufasa on the front, and then on the other side it was Marvin
so
and Marvin Jr.
I love that. Oh, I couldn't quite tell what it was. That's
Scar.
Amazing.
Did anybody not
where I saw that?
Did anybody not have sunglasses? I'm like, why
there's
are they
sunglasses?
It's also the wildest sunglasses move.
I forget who it was, but I think someone came, like, put their sunglasses on to go dap up Caleb, and then went back to, as soon as they got back to their seat, you could see him in the corner of the screen take the sunglasses off. Just like, I don't know, maybe because there's cameras in.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that guy.
Yeah.
I was just like, what is he? He's trying to get attention. He like purposely walked over to him. Yeah, I was like, I guess maybe that's one of his good friends, but still kind of like let him have his moment. You didn't need to like insert yourself.
I would not go. Would you guys have gone? Let's say your first round pick. I'd be
where? Gone. Top 10?
Well, I mean, who the hell knows? Not top 5, so maybe you're a top defensive player. Middle first round. How about that?
If I wasn't Caleb, Jaden, I guess Drake May knew he was going pretty early. Or Marvin. Maybe one of the receivers. Outside of that, I would not have gone.
Yeah. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Not quite as much drama in the NFL draft as I would have liked from a fashion and girlfriend standpoint. But up next, Reed Wallach will join us to talk a little NBA playoffs, and we'll also get his reaction to the NFL draft as well, right here on the BetQL Network.